Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. We just finished with Shimon HaTimni, with Shechita. Shechita Befnim, Shechita Bachutz. Seven lines from the top of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Amar Ula Marish Lakish. Amar Ula Marish Lakish. Tomei Sheikhnis Yodei Lefnim. So obviously this whole thing is coming in because we had the whole Shaila of how do you have a Tomei B'Shechita, and we spoke about the whole Shaila of if you need Shechita B'Fnim or B'Chutz. Or you can even do it B'Chutz. So the Gemara, Reish Lakish is saying here that a Tomei that was Machnis Yodei Lefnim, like it. Because that's not an option. To put the Yadayim Bifnim B'Shah Shechita would be, you'd be Chayv Malkus, because Shenema B'Chol Kodesh Loi Siga, Makish B'il Negia. Meaning we know that a Tomei is not allowed to come into the Mikdash as the Pasuk, V'la Mikdash Loi Savoy. The pasuk is actually, the lav is found by your lettuce, but it's a lav kloli. Ela migdish lo yisavoy. So Reish Lakish, Reul is saying, B'shem Reish Lakish, that there's no nafkamin in halacha between if part of the guf goes in, or the whole guf goes in. That's pashtus. We'll see that it doesn't work to learn like that, but that's definitely the pashtus of the Gemara. Is that Makish Biel and a Gia, man, the Gia be mixed with Shema, the Gia, Av Biel be mixed with Shema, Biel, meaning it's called a Biel. Now there's going to be a lot of kashas with this. First of all, the Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not like that. We don't say Biel be mixed with Shema, Biel. It's just the opposite. I'm sure the Olam remembers from the Sugi we had last year when we were doing the Sugi of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So the Gemara, they had a whole Nidin, Kiddush Yadov, and then Hoshit Yadei Lechutz. Right? You stuck your hands out of the Azor. And the Shaila was, Lagabi Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And over there, the Gemara said, Klar, Yadav Basa Gufa Greir. And that's a Din and Kol HaTorah Kula. That's not Afka Din over here. It's a Din and Kol HaTorah Kula. So Pashtas, the beer b'mitzvah is like Shema beer. Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? So Stamazay, what's pshat? If this is Taka Achidish in Hilchos beer, that beer b'mitzvah is Shema beer, then it should be then a Kol HaTorah Kula. It should be a Binyan Av. Kol HaTorah Kula. But we say Fakert. From all over, we say the opposite. We say Yodah Basagufi Gehem. Normally, Kol HaTorah Kula. There are exclusions, but even by the exclusions, it's only in that halacha, yod basagufa greir. Meaning, by the kiyar, if you say yod basagufa greir, and it's kilu to yadayim, never left. Right? By the sugis and chulin, basar shiyatza chutz l'mechitzase. So we don't say basar, we don't say yod basagufa greir. But we surely don't say Gufay Basa Yodai Greir. That we have a separate pasuk that we Ubasa Basa the Trefa, that we learn from that pasuk that a Aver that goes out of its Mechitza. So in other words, if you have a Behem and the Uber in the May Behem sticks out its hand, so that Yad is no longer Nitur B'Shechit. So when you Shech the animal, that Yad is Kilu, it's already It went out of its mechitza, and memela the din of ben pekuya that normally shchitas ima is mitar de ubel. It's not mitar that eva that was yotze chutz l'mechitzas. Pekuliyam alay pligi that calls man roiv the goof wasn't yotze. There was no later. So this is really consistent in Kol HaTorah Kula that we say the opposite of bia b'mikzah shema bia. We say if I care, we'll make a cooler. The Chaznish Taka says, Lagabi Asugya, that avadi, even if you'll be a b'mitzvah lo hishma b'ya, avadi, if roiv the goof goes in, then we go back to kol hater kula, rubik kula. Meaning, even if you think sechut is halach, and lamaskonos like Gemara, we're going to see that it could be it's only a lav, it's not chorus. Like, well, whatever, we'll see what the b'ya b'mitzvahs is. Chazanish is more error that if roiv the goof went, then avadi that's rubik kula. But that's what we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Stam, when you look at the Sugi Bashkof Rishona, what stands out, L'chaira, is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, we say the opposite from B'ya B'mitzvah Shema B'ya. Now we're talking about the Kohen. We're not talking about the carbon. There's no carbon. Not a Kohen and not a carbon. Nothing. We're talking about a Tomei person sticking his hand into the Beis HaMikdash. So Rish Lakish is saying it's as though he walked in. Nothing to do with Karbanos. He's not bringing any Karbanos garnished. He says, it's like you came in, your whole body came in. B'ya B'mikdash, Shema B'ya. Regular person. There's nothing to do with Avoidah. It came in, Agav Urcha, because we brought in Shimon HaTimni, and you have Avoidah B'fneim, and Shechita B'fneim, that's how it came in. But this has nothing to do with that. That's where we're about to go. Let's go through the sugi. Is it Hashai Lule, Mitzvah Shechal Shemini Shaloi, Lias Perav HaPesach? So the Chayra, according, until you had this Chiddush from Lule B'Shem Rish Lakish, the fact that a Mitzvah sticks his hands in to the Azorah for the Bahoinus, right, that doesn't involve any Yisr B'chal. Because Yodei Basa Gufa Grerin. Right, Yoda is Basa Gufa Grerin. And Mamela, there's no problem. Mitzvah is not going in. But according to what Ula B'Shem Rish Lakish was just Machadish, every Mitzvah, when he's Machnas, his hands are behind us, it's not a kasha how he does it. It's Mitzvah Tzay B'Kach. The Torah said so. But the Torah is being Machadish, that Taka, he's doing a B'ya B'Mikdash. We're allowing a Mitzvah into the base of Mikdash. That's what Gemara said. So here the Brisa says, "Mitzrayim shachal shmini shleilius perva pesach v'ro keri b'biyoyim v'tovah." So now, not only is he a mitzrayim, he's a mitzrayim tful yoyim. He needs to wait for Erev Shemesh to become Torah from the keri. Almost the Chachamim said, "Afal pi she'ein tful yoyim, achar nichnas." Even though stam tful yoyim is not allowed to go in, even to the Har HaBayis, right? He's also even a Machne Leviyah. Zenichnas. This guy can go in. Why? Mutav Yovei Asei Sheyesh Beikoros. Yechazei Sheyesh Beikoros. Let him come in. Let the Asei Sheyesh Beikoros. The Korban Pesach. Bidoichet Asei of Shiluach Metzora. Of Shiluach Tmeim from Har HaBayis. Sheyesh Beikoros. Rav Yechon says it's even less than an Issa Asei. Rabbi Yechon omad, v'atoyah afil ha'seim, bo yishenem avayamid yishofet b'kal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, v'ez Hashem, v'en chotzer chadosha. Why does it say chotzer chadosha about the Har HaBayis? Ma'ay chotzer chadosha, Rabbi Yechon, shechitshim bo dvorim harbe. One of the chidushim were, v'om utfu yoyim al yikone yislamachanei levi yizet mendoch, that it's not even a deraisa. Mid-deraisa, tfu yoyim, is allowed to go into Har HaBayis. The whole shtickle Torah is writing on that only allowing him into Har HaBayis. That's the whole shock of Atari and the Braisa. And that's why the Braisa says it's Asei Shem Bekoris, because Shiluach Tful Yoyim is either only an Asei or L'chol HaYoyis, or even L'chol HaPach, it could even be less than that. It could be only Yisrael Rabbana. And for Pesach, they allowed it. In fact, the Gemara, according to what Ula B'Shem Rish Lakish was just machadish, that B'ya B'mikzah Shema B'ya, Sirtzei Sekaris, you're allowing him into the Azorah. When he's sticking in his hands into the Azorah, Zachai Sekaris. That's the Gemara's kash. In fact, the Gemara, if you have B'ya B'mikzah Shema B'ya, if you're talking going to say Taka like Rish Lakish, Heichi Mal Yodil B'Hinus, what shayach to be mile yodi be boinus? Idi vi idi, I'll say she is because. That's also sheish by kolos. And the male of the chasei sheish by kolos. So there's no koyach to be deich. Omli mitunach. I can answer you from where you're coming from. Shani mitzoyer oil v'hoyel v'hutu l'tzarotoy. Hutu nami l'keliyav. Some have the gills. Hutu nami l'keliyav. Hutu l'keliyav. So it's really, one second. So what's the Gemara's teretz here? It's a ghetto from oil v'ishti ishti. Ain't a chaname. It's not midin mutav. So Tosfos Taka asks, so what's the lashon mutav? If it's working with the lundus of oil v'ishti ishti, meaning that once the Torah was matter the Metzorah to go in betumeh for the behindness, so the Torah was also matter to go in for the carry, so it has nothing to do with yovei asei shein b'koras. Viata say sheyesh b'koras, right? That's that. Taka Tosfos says the kasha. Tosfos says, if you look at Tosfos there, Amaskel Matunach. He says, if Ula holds that the Knesset Lazor is mutal sel v'shirishmi, so you don't need to say the tam of Yovei Asay. Fine. So Tosfos gives a poshta teretz. Tosfos teretz is that the emes. The hoil of ishtri only helps for the Azor. It's the opposite. Meaning, for the Harabayas piece, there's no Isser Mitzor over there. Bechlau. You understand? So there's no hoil of ishtri. There's no hoil of ishtri because for the Harabayas chelik shabai, or Mitzor is mutter b'machnei leviyah. So on that, there's no hail v'ishtri ishtri. That you have to come on to mutav yovei asei shein b'koras v'yidcha asei sheyesh b'koras. What? So that you need for harabayas. For asor, you need hail v'ishtri ishtri. That's how Tosfos teaches up the sugi. Right? Now you have to know that's also not so pashut b'chol. You have to know why the hail v'ishtri ishtri can't work also for the knesset harabayas. Because l'chayra, it's all the same misa. Ain't a chanami that the mitzora dar gatuma is permitted in the harabayas. It's true, but once the Torah is matir k'nisa lazola for the mitzora, it's nichlal bezer and ishtari l'gabi tumas mikdash. So surely, meaning. The ishtri is a smaller ishtri. The ishtri of the harabayas is smaller than the ishtri of the azora. So if you say a hoil the ishtri on the azora, it should also work for the harabayas, even though klapi the harabayas, you don't need the ishtri. Klapi the mitzvah. But I have an ishtri on the shem tumah, which anyway has to be the lundus of hoil the ishtri. You know, in Yevamos, the whole sugya and of Zion, of hoil v'ishtri ishtri. The Gemara asks, why don't you say on every, according to our sugya, why don't you say on every Yevama, as long as the Isser Erva was chal after the Nefila, meaning Eish Yisach falls, regular Yevama, then she becomes Achoisi. Shefrek the Gemara, you should say hoil v'ishtri ishtri. Once this Eish Yisach is mutar. So Bishleima, if she's Achoisi before the Nefila, then you can say, you know what, the mitzvah never comes. Which the Gemara over here also comes out like that. That every time you need a hoil ishtri, first you need the ishtri to be chal, then the loy ishtri could be chal. So fine. So chomesh esrei noshim, that were pre-existing arayas, that the Gemara is okay with. But if any one of the chomesh esrei noshim become an erva after the nefila, so we should say hoil ishtri. That's it. That's the Gemara's kasha dan yavans. So many of the Achroinim are very busy. There's also Yerushalmi, Meinyan, Linyan, Boisayinyan. Well, what about other Isurim? Meaning, let's say, Hoyle Vishtri Ishtri, Aptuadake. Let's say the Yovam becomes a Aptuadake after the Nefila. Let's say, Hoyle Vishtri Ishtri. No, they're very busy with this. The Minchas Chinuch and many of the Gedolei Rashi Yeshiva, Shemeshkop has a piece of Shari Yeshiva. Very busy with this Hoyle Vishtri. And the mahalach that's kemat muskim is that we don't say hoyel v'ishtri ishtri on two shemis. We only say hoyel v'ishtri ishtri on one shem. Right? In fact, once you're mimic in the sugya of hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, it's almost hard to understand why you have to come out to hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. Meaning, especially if you learn like Rava that it's only by dechuya, because l'chayr, let's say our sugya, for example. So the Gemara in Yevamos is very geshmak, because really hukshu kol arayis elozeh. All the arayis are hukshu elozeh. Be'emes, every woman who has a shame erva, it's the same as her be'etzem. Happens to be that if you bore on a woman who's achoisisha and neshazah, she has all, so you'll be chayiv several chatois. That's because there's a new din of Sheamus Machalkin. Not really because there's a new din in Hilchas Chatas that Sheamus Machalkin. That Sheamus, but it's still called a shame erva hukshu kol arayis elzeh. In fact, the Gemara in Yevamos says a kasha and a brisa. Why don't we say that once the Torah was matarei shesach, nothing to do with oil v'ishtri ishtri. That's the Gemara's kasha and avzayin. But the brisa is, why don't we say mali? Who cares if it's one shame erva? Because it's three shame erva, right? So we need a pasuk to say that you don't do yibam by an erva, because the havamina would be that once the Torah said you could do yibam on eshesach, you could do an yibam on any of the arayas, not because of oil v'ishtri ishtri, because it's betzim one shame, it's one shame erva. So now, on that there's a din of oil v'ishtri ishtri, right? Tumah is the same thing. Tumah is also the hoyel v'ishtri ishtri over here is only because it's all shame tumah. It's all the iser of tumah, of being of alamigdash lo yisava. It's all one shame. So all the tumahs are all different sibas to have the iser of b'chol kodesh lo yisava. See, what I'm trying to tell you is two things. One thing is you have to know b'chlal, why do you have to come on to Ohel v'ishtri? It's not why do you have to come on to Ohel v'ishtri. Meaning, nothing new here. There's no news. What's the lav? Ela mikdash lo yisava. So you're a mitzayra. So you're t'mei meis. You could pile on as many lav as you want. What lav are you being over? You're being over the lav of Ela mikdash lo yisava. So what do you have to come on to Ohel v'ishtri? Just say, it's the same love. It's the same head. I don't need a new head. I don't need it to be misgalgal. I don't need it to be misgalgal from one heter to another heter. This question is specifically shver, according to Rava. Because Rava holds, you only say hoyel v'ishtri by dechuya. You understand? You only say hoyel v'ishtri where something is dechuya. If something is hutra, you don't say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, according to Rav. So according to Rav, it's even more shver what I'm asking you, because Bishlam, if you learn like Abaya, so then you could say Pshat. Say no. So you say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri by Hutra. By Hutra, you have to come out to Hoyel v'ishtri. Why? Because the Torah gave a heter to that issue. So that issue is out the door. So now when I walk into the Mikdash, there's no Mikdash l'Sofai. Right? Comes a shame tful yoim. Now this is v'la mikdash lo yisavai. Now I have to come out to Ohel v'ishtri to get rid of that too. So according to Abaye, we need Ohel v'ishtri. Whatever the mechanism Ohel v'ishtri ishtri is, we understand why we need it. But according to Rava, that the tumah, the shame tumah stays, and it's d'chuya, right? And Adarabba, that's when we say the halach of oil v'ishtri ishtri. So you have to know why you even have to come out to oil v'ishtri ishtri. Why don't we just say, what's the chiluk? I'm not being moisif anything. I'm not being over this of mitzora b'mikdash. I'm being over the lav of elam mikdash loisavai. Right? I'm not being over a lav of mitzora. I want to see a shaila. Somebody's a mitzora in a tmei meis. He goes into the Mikdash. How many chatois does he bring? One. Tomei Shabbat Mikdash. It's even less than Arayis. By a raif, kemen doch noch sagen, you could say Torah. Heulish to history, you could say it's shemes chalukim. It's even though it's a shemeret. By tumah, somebody will walk into the Beis Hamikdash with six different tumas. He brings one chattas. He brings one chattas. It's not even shemes chalukas. He brings one chattas. Coming into the Beis Hamikdash with tumah. So what have to come out to heulish to history? Stamakash. So keep that in mind. I mean, this is going to take us a couple of weeks to dig out of the sugya, but that's something to keep in mind. But going back to what we were saying before, so you have to know, since the whole history is Klar working on the Shame Tumah, because you wouldn't say it from Tumah to something else. Like we said, you wouldn't say it from Eshesach to Ptsuadaka. Right? So Hu Adin, once you're saying Hoyle Vishri on the Shame Tumah, so then what's the difference between the Harabayas and the Mikdash? Once there's a Hoyle Vishri on the Shame Tumah of Metzera, right? So it's Nichlal, the full swing. Zev, I'm sorry, you were trying to say something. That's strange, because you're always three steps ahead.
No. According to Reish Lakish, it's very simple what he said. There's no shaila that whether it's Rubo or Mikto, whether he's Tomei or not. He's Tomei. So every fingernail of his is Tomei.
Okay.
Once that Tomei comes into the Mikdash doesn't care. You entered Tomei. I don't care whether it's Mikdash or not Mikdash. As soon as the Tomei comes in, you're Tomei. So therefore, according to the Mikdash, at least, as soon as it comes in, Reish Lakish is 100% right. Mikdash so bar, finished. The other cases are all cases of, is the whole person considered whatever? And so therefore, when part of him comes in, it's not the whole person.
What's that? So you're by step one. I'm not even walking yet. Okay? So I get kedima to you because I'm not even walking yet. I don't understand. I don't understand something. The Torah says something about fingernails and tumas. The Torah said, you're not allowed to come into loy sovay. So the Torah never said anything about tumas. The Torah said, you're not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash.
So the basic,
loy sovay.
Okay.
Right, one second, right? Right, the Torah said loy sovay. So we're not, you're talking about fingernails. And I'm talking about beer. And the reason why I'm talking about beer and not fingernails is because the Torah is not talking about fingernails. The Torah said, El amigdosh loy sovay. So right now we have to analyze one thing. Beer. Is this called coming? That's why Reish Lakish Lashon is beer b'miktzah shmo beer. He doesn't say tumah. He uses the word beer. Because he's going back to the pasuk. What you're saying, Reb Zev, is that the briskira, the nukhus paraduma, brings that from his father, Reb Chaim. Which is very interesting, really, you could use it as an introduction to the whole sugi of Bia B'mixas. The Reb Chaim wanted to say a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Reb Chaim wanted, there's two ways to learn the Isra Tomei B'mikdash. There's two ways to learn. There's the simple way, the way I was learning. Stam. I'm being Mavis Edra. El HaMikdash Lo Yisovei. Don't go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Issa Bias Mikdash. It's a Issa to come into the Beis HaMikdash Petum. That's the simple way to learn. The Briskerov in Hilchos Paradume brings down a Chiddush from Reb Chaim. I think it's a tremendous Chiddush. I was Mishtoimim that the Achroinim talk about it, they swallow it. To me, it's a very ridiculous. Chaim wanted to say the Isser Bia B'Mikdash is being Metameh as HaMikdash. That's the Isser. The Isser is that you're being Metameh the Beis HaMikdash. That by you going in, you're being Metameh the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if the Torah would say, not Loi Sofa, the Torah would say, Al Tatame Yes Mikdoshi. I would have no problem at all. That's exactly the way I would learn. But I'm a man of the books. I try to just follow the books. So although it's creative and it's poetic, it's givaldic, but the pasuk says, "Hamikdash leSavay." I never understood, according to Reb Chaim, why if somebody goes derech Gagin Valiyus, or he goes in Lachor, if he walks in backwards, right? So he gets into the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't do it in the normal way of being. He's not chayev. Chvashtei nisht. According to Reb Chaim, Metame is HaMikdash. It's not even beer. It's Metame. The Torah was Mechadish here. How could be Metame anything? The Torah was Mechadish. That when you're asking Mechuber is not Mechabal Tumah? Beautiful. Good question. Even Reb Chaim is not saying that you're being metame the mikdash al suchas meseches kelim. He's not saying now you need to go start spritzing paradume on the base of mikdash. He's not saying that. Because the base of mikdash is not makabel tume. But he's saying this, and I'm sure that's what Zev meant also. Conceptually, there's a concept you're being metame as a mikdash. It's conceptual. So the kasha is, so if that's the Isser is not beer. Bishleime, if the Isser is beer. Yeah, so this is called a beer, this is not called a beer. But if you're learning that the Isser is B'tamiyas HaMikdash. Oh, so Gavala, I have no problem with that either. I have no problem with that either. Then I go back to my kasha, it's not a beer. All I'm saying is, that if you're going to take this Reb Chaim to be Masber, be a B'mikdash, because you have to understand that the Brisker Rav gains a tremendous amount from this Reb Chaim. Because the Brisker Rav is coming, really, to answer another kasha. Tosfos in Yevamos asks, I don't understand. If be a B'mikdash, shmo be a, so why are we playing games here with the sticking in the fingers? Let's walk in! In other words, what are we making the whole yomtov here? Sticking in your fingers and a heen and a hell? Be my guest, walking like a mensch. Why are you sticking in your behindness? According to Ula B'Shem Nishlokesh, Kum Tzarein, that's Tosfos Kash. Now, Tosfos in Yevamos asks that if in fact, be a B'mikdash Shmo B'ya. So Tosfos gives two tichutzim over there. In one Teretz Tosfos says is that since it's not Beferish Bikra, be a B'mikdash Shmo B'ya, it's learned out of this Gilui over there from the Gemara, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, it's Makish to Yegia, it's not Elam Mikdash Lo Yisavah. So if we don't have to be over a Beferish Bikra, right, we rather not be over something that's Beferish in the Pasuk and just stick in the behind us. That's one Teretz. The other Teretz Tosfos gives is that when you stick in your fingers for the Bainus, it's still ki'ilu, you're walking less. You're still going less. Meaning, it's no different if somebody becomes Tomei the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to go out the short way. Right? The Sugya Shvuos. You don't go the long way, you go the shortest way out. So Tosfos has basically two things. One Teretz Tosfos says is that be a B'mikdash is forts, not as chomer, as mamish going in. And the other Teretz he says is, seems to hold it is going in, and actually a B'chonon Vassaman and Kravitz Horus and Yavamas, he wants to learn it. It could be that the two Teretzim and Tosfos argue, what's the lumdus of be a B'mikdash? Is it considered that the whole body is in? Is it not considered? The second Teretz holds that it's considered the whole body is in. But the Brisker Rav says, I don't understand. Who cares where you learn it from? The bottom line is, be a B'mikdash Shmo B'ya. Now that we know that partially going in is all the way in, who cares where it came from? Now it's Nichlal in the Pasuk of El HaMikdash Lo Yisavah. So the Brisker Rav says, no. No. It's a new din. Be a B'mikdash Anay Halacha. Sakanat Yen Halacha of El HaMikdash Lo Yisavah. It's a new halach. Now, according to Reb Chaim, it could be this is metame. It's a new gilui in this concept of metame is hamigdash. But it's not the din. You follow what I'm saying? It's not the halacha of el hamigdash lo yisavah. That's the Brisker Rav's chiddush. Right? It's not, meaning Ula's not saying it's mamish like you're going in. That's not what he's saying. Now, I had a big problem with even a tzad to say that. First of all, the Lashon HaGemara is be a b'mikdash shmo b'yeh. That's the bottom line. The state in the Gemara, be a b'mikdash shmo b'yeh. Also, if you turn to Tosfos on the Tzadi Hei, there the Gemara talks about how you makpil a me'il that became tomei. Me'il shenitma. And you have to bring it in to be metaret. So the Gemara talks about how do you bring the meal in. So the Gemara says you bring it in slowly. So if you look on Sadi Hayom and Aleph, okay, the Gemara says here, five lines down, grad it's the Zelbe Reish Lakish. Omer Reish Lakish, Mil Shenitma Machnise Bepochs Mishloisha Al Mishosh Al Shosh Mechapsa. You bring it in a little bit at a time, and that's how you make it tall. So Tosfos says, Akasha, be a b'mikdash shmo b'yeh. What does that help you? That's Tosfos Akasha. So if you look at the bottom Tosfos, second to the last Tosfos, Machnisei, Pachas Misholosh. So Tosfos, what about the, at first he says, I feel a mandomar, it's this mandomar, it's Reish Lakish. So Tosfos, I feel a mandom Reish Perkal, Psalm be a mixer, Shmo be a Shani Beged, Hoyel the Yachal, let's look at Tosfos Lashon. Hoyel the Yachal, Lechait Chai, Loi Choshuv, Ki Ilu Nichnas Kuloi. By me, this, it's a tiny Tosfos, but it's mamish. What? Since by an Adam, you can't cut off the part that's in, so by him, it's kiyu, the whole body went in. By the baguette, each little bit that you take, Tosfos is explaining why we don't say bia b'mikdash on a kli. The reason why you don't say bia b'mikdash on a kli is because by a kli, each little bit you could cut off. So it's not associated with the rest. Umemela, it's not like the whole thing came in. But what I'm trying to say is, voshtet in Tosfos. It's not meduik in Tosfos. Voshtet in Tosfos. Tosfos says that when by the man who says bia b'mikdash shmo bia is saying it's ki'ilu nichnas kuloi. That's how he's mishtoimim on this whole vikuach between the bochana and the kovetz aras and the stipel and yevamis. The stipel says whether the two terms of Tosfos, what is Tosfos sold as bia b'mikdash, is it with a brisker rov? It's a nagansa naya halacha. Here Tosfos is saying klar de burim. First of all, you see from Tosfos klar that it's a gilui that bia b'mikdash is called coming in, because otherwise stamazoy vos frek Tosfos. Why don't we say by a beged? Because there's no gzeres hakotzer by a beged. No, you see what I'm saying? If you're learning by bia b'mikdash is not shmo bia, Tosfos' whole question is a moot question. What's Tosfos asking? Tosfos. So what? Just l'mal loy say man domer that says bia b'mikdash shmo bia. How can you take a beged in slowly? It's like the whole thing went in. No, it's not like the whole thing went in. It has nothing to do with beer. The God exerts a kosov by an Adam. It exerts a kosov. It's not called that you came in completely. Tosfos says black and white. That beer been mixed with Shema beer. And he's saying it's as though the whole person went in. And he's actually asking that same halacha should be applicable by a beged. Shtakabir binyanav. And the only answer Tosfos gives is that by a beged, it's not all associated to each other. Oops. Because of the fact that the beged could be cut off. You can actually, I got him, I'm taking it. By a beged, you can cut it off. So Tosfos is saying clearly that by an Adam, the lundus of Biyah b'mikdash shmo Biyah is that it's like the whole body came in. As he's saying black and white. Maybe whatever we like. That's not my point. All the maybes I'm agreeing with. You can tell me 1,000 maybes. I'm just saying what state in Tosfos. Tosfos state that by our sugya be b'mitzvah is really kilu nichnas kuloi, and that should apply to begin also. And this mamish is mechaya the first kasha that I'm asking you in the beginning of the sugya. What do you mean kol atarik kula be b'mitzvah is the chloishma beer? The opposite. Yodei basagufi greir. It just makes the kasha even stronger. Okay. Let me get a bissel weiter. I'm going to give the Olam a lot of homework this week to look up, but because there's a lot of things that have to be clarified. Amar Rav Yosef, Ksav Arule. So we're back with the problem. Shani Mitzoyer, Oil, Vultul Tzorot, Oil, Vultul Tzorot, Amar Rav Yosef, Ksav Arule, Rum Zavim, Venasu Tmei Mesim. Then we should say the same thing. If Rav the Tzibur becomes Tmei Mesim, even though they're also Zavim, we know Tumas Ziv is not Hutra B'Tzibur. Only Tumas Meis is Hutra B'Tzibur. In fact, that's how some of the Achronim answer the whole Pnei Yeshua's Kash and the Sugin Chaneke, Pri Chodesh. Right? Why don't we say Tum Hutra B'Tzibur by Ner Chaneke? So one of the answers they give is that the Ner Chaneke, the Akum is Metame B'Ziva. Chazal will go to Tumas Ziva on an Akum. So the Shemen that was opened was also Tomei Ziva. On that is not in Tumah Utra B'tzibur. And that's why it says, the Prichodesh is Meridik, he says that's why it says they found the Pach Echad, Munach B'chaysomi Shel Kohen Gadol, Tomun Tachas HaKahak. Once it's Munach B'tzomit Posel, it's not Makabal Tumas Meis anyway. Why does it have to be Tomun B'Karak? Because Ziva is Metame B'masa. So it had to be Tomun B'Karak. Otherwise, there would have been a chash to Meziva, and that would have been the notion of Tumut Rebetzibu. Anyway, I'll go upon him. Stay there. So, Hoyo Vahutrulu Tumasa, Nutrulu Zivasa. That's what we should say. We should say Hoyo Vahutrulu Tumasa, Nutrulu Zivasa. Zok down. Amle Abaye Midomi. Over there it's different. Over there, the Ziva came before the Tumah. The Tumas Meis came later. The opposite case. Ruban Tumay Mason. The Nasu Zovi. Now, once there's a Chal ahead of Hervutu Tumazlan, Utunami Zivas. Probably you have to know why that's the mechanism. What's the Chilik? Why, in order to say Hoyel Vishtri Ishtri, do you need that first the Heter should come in? We'll get more into this next week in Mitzvah Shem. In other words, why do you need? I don't think you can go to Eretz Yisrael this week. It's not a good week. You'll be back. Okay. Make sure you do the homework. Because there's not a sugya you can leave in the middle. I think Tzvi's going to stay extra couple of weeks too. You can't go back to Eretz Yisrael in the little sugya. Yeah. Amalein. In a chanam, in this case, Bekitzer, in a case where Roy of Yisrael was Tmei Mesim, and then they became Zavim, then we would say, Hoyel Vishtri Vishtri. In fact, the Chaznish Bayos has a Chiddush, a secondary Chiddush. He says that even if it's a Miut Zavim, as I said, the Chaznish HaChiddush, meaning, once Roy of the Tzibra Tmei Mesim, and then there's a Hoyel Vishtri, now even if a Miut becomes Zavim, they'll get a heter of Hoyel v'Ishtri. Even though on the Ziva there's no, Rav Beryl Pavarsky, the Panovich Rosh Hashiva, has a Sefer on Zvachim. See, he's very much busy with this Chazanish. But we'll get to Pshat this Chazanish. But that's a sheet of the Chazanish. So the Gemara says, Metzoyra Teru, Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri. So he says, no. Akati Loidomi. Omoyin, akati loydomi. Mitzoyre terehu. Oil of history, history. Tumo dhui. Idach lahoitchi, lahoitchi. Meaning he also swore that you should only say oil of history where it's muter completely. where it's not mutter completely, if it's only dechuya. So if it's hutra lagamri, then you could say that chveist. Simply, you could say, you see the koyach of this mitzvah. This is a, I'm talking about very balabatish. Right? Well, as we get into sugi, we'll get more. Very. We'll get to in a second. Today we'll just do first balabatish. Then we'll get to balabatish karet. Abaye is saying that by hutra, there you could say such a svara because l'hoyishteri. Once you see the koyach of the mitzvah is mater, one yisrael, who then it could be mater another yisrael. In other words, it shows you the koyach of the yisrael, the koyach of the mitzvah. The koyach of this mitzvah is mater. It's mater this, it's mater. Once the Torah showed that this mitzvah has such a koyach, so now the Torah was machadish. It's using the same tool. So after, but if it's the chuya, then you could say, no, so the iser is here. So the Torah allowed you to do it with one iser. Mech teisa, you should be able to do it with another iser. So after, rov adarab, ibchem istabre. I hold the opposite. Mitzayro teirehu. La yishtri, la lo yishtri. I would say it's for an opposite. By mitzayro, take lo yishtri, lo yishtri. Taka, it should be muta. Because it's hutla. Mashen king, tume dhuyi bitzimu. Tume is dhuyi. Some don't have the gist of tzimu, but it's talking about bitzimu. Mali dhuyi, mali shtei dhuyi. Who cares? It's chad dhuyi or two dhuyi. Michlal, the tavayu sviglu, tume dhuyi bitzimu. Vice dhuyi, they both hold it's dhuyi and not hutra. Because if it's hutla, then what's the whole shock of a time? It's a clear, both hold dhuyi. So Ravi, you have to know what's pshat in Ravi. So I'll tell you the way we learn Rava Kipshute. Abaye, like I told you, Abaye, L'chore, the Pshat and Abaye is L'chore Gans Poshet. Abaye is saying as far as that Hoyel the Ishtri shows you the Koyach of the mitzvah that's creating the Ishtri. Meaning if the mitzvah had a Koyach to be Misalak to Yisrael, so it could be just like Misalak oneness, it could be Misalak to Yisrael. Abaye's time is, but if it's the Chuyah, Mechateisa, the Torah's matter, to do the mitzvah with two averes. You could do a mitzvah under the umbrella of one aver. You can't do the mitzvah under the umbrella of two averes. Okay, that's... Rava Zoknei. Rava says it's the opposite. Ipcha Mistav. What's the Ipcha Mistav? What's the Ipcha Mistav? So L'chayre, what you have to say here, in Rava, and again, I'm telling you to say it now, but next week we'll spend a lot more time on the whole sugya. On the Biba Mixus and everything else, this will become much more clear. But L'chayre, the way to explain Rava is like this. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of Torah on Rava's opinion. But the emes is L'chayre, in a more simplistic way to explain Rava is like this. The emes is, I mean, there's a lot of other kashas here. L'chayre, there's mitzvase bekach. By mitzvah, it's mitzvase bekach. That's the mit. It's different than. Then if there's another tumah, it's mitzvah sebekach, which toises in yivomis. Daf Dalit says that anytime it's mitzvah sebekach, you can learn from there. Words, by mitzvah, every mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. To be machnas yodei lubainis, that's the mitzvah sebekach. Right? That's the mitzvah sebekach. Rashi explains, there's no other way to do the mitzvah. I mean, if you took the blood outside, it would become, if you look at Rashi verse, he says it would be nifsal b'yotz. Agavurcha from Rashi is mashma that spritzing the blood on the behindness of the mitzvah is not part of the avoida. There's two ways to look at spritzing the blood on the behindness of the mitzvah. One is it's part of the avoida sakom, and one is it's taras ha-mitzvah. There's a big difference between the two. If you learn it's part of the avoida, it has to be done in the hazara. Exactly. But if you learn it's part of taras ha-mitzvah, lav dafke. The fact that Rashi says that they can't take the blood. The reason why he has to put his hands into the behinas is because they can't take the blood out because the blood will be nifsal b'yetz. Why does Rashi say very simple? The matan behinas is an avoid that needs the azor. So vice the choice from Rashi, so you say this to Rashi, klach yad, that Rashi holds that the matan behinas on the mitzvah is not part of the avoid of the carbon. But we'll leave that on the slide now. So I think that the pshat and Ravi you could say is like this. You have to know, Asay Deichaloisesay, the concept of Asay Deichaloisesay, right? Is it a Gzeres HaKosov that we learn out from Tzitzis? Or is it Bamas a Svar? That's a Tzitzvar. It's a famous Ramban. Ramban says really it's a Svar. It's a Svar. Svar is that the Rebbeinu it's more Choviv or Kiyum Asay than Eloisesay. Famous Ramban in Parshas Yisroel. In Chumash. He says it's a Svar that Asay is better. It's Yoyzer Choviv Ta'akodish Baruch or Kiyum Asay than Eloisesay. That's what's like the Ramban. He says that's why Asay is the Echelot. It's Yoyzer Choviv. Now, why do we need to come on to Asay Dechalaisusay? Very simple. The reason why we have to come on to Asay Dechalaisusay is because there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, ein mitzvah aveira, vein aveira mitzvah. Normally, by definition, if you have a mice aveira, by definition, that makes it not a mitzvah. By definition, it's not a mitzvah. In other words, it's a psul. Just like there's a concept of mitzvah baba avera. Say the chlamid, your shami limits when you say mitzvah baba avera, and the mele when you could say I say the chalosa. Meaning you can ask the question by every I say the chalosa, say it's a mitzvah baba avera. You understand what I'm saying? Gedilim b'tzitzis mehechteis say I say the chalosa. Say the opposite. Say it's a mitzvah baba avera. It doesn't work. That's always the question. What's the get? But clearly the Yerushalmi says. And it comes out like that from the Bavli as well. And according to Rav Yishonim, it's the Raisa. Toys is Shtukul Stira and Sukkot feels the Raisa. That a mitzvah and an Avera are exclusive of each other. You can't have that a mitzvah, that an Avera is a mitzvah. It just doesn't work. They conflict each other. So it's not because the Avera is Muhammad, other Rabbah. That's what the Ramban is saying. Be'etzem! Whenever you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, be'etzim, the mitzvah should have kedima. But you can't do a mitzvah duch an avera. It's a pasul in the mitzvah kilu. That's why you have to come on to asay deichaloisesay. The asay deichaloisesay gets rid of the problem that ain't avera mitzvah. And now you can do the mitzvah. That's why you're limited to where we say asay deichaloisesay. You could say that that's Rava's Yesod. Rava's Yesod is that once the Torah allows you to do this mitzvah, let's say bitume, lamashal over here, with the Isra tume. Yeah. So now the Torah was machshir this mitzvah with the shem avera of tume, so it doesn't pass. Memel, it's gevaldik, why Rava says it only passes by Dechuya. By Hutra, you don't see that the Torah was machsher, the mitzvah with an avera. Yeah. That's why Rava says Ibcha Mistavra. We only say Hoyel the Ishtari, because according to Rava, the Ishtari is the shame mitzvah. That even though it's an avera, it still can have a shame mitzvah. That only works if it's Dechuya. If it's Hutra, then the Torah wasn't megala that this mitzvah you could be mekayim with an avera. Because it's hutra. Avera's gone. So adarabah, if the Torah is megala that you could be mekayim this mitzvah with the Isra Tumah, so now the Isra Tumah doesn't distort the mitzvah. It's almost like a balmum. It's like if the Torah is matar a mum on a bama, I'm giving you an example. So it doesn't make a difference if the animal has one mum or two mum, because the Torah was mechadish that this mum doesn't passel the korban. So the mum of the avera, which normally passes the mitzvah, over here the Torah was megal, it doesn't. That's why Rava says it dafka works by dchuya, and it doesn't work by hutra, the concept of oil v'ishtri. Okay, I'm going to give the oilim some maramakoymis to look up for next week. There's really a lot to look up. I'll give you just what I feel is the minimum. Toysus and Yevamis, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Divya Maschel Amar Ule. The Kilis Yankiv, the Stipler, in Simen Chav Dalet. Again, we'll post it for those, just if anybody doesn't have access to it. So, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll post it. I would like also the Olam to see a Rambam. Let me just pull up the Rambam. There's a Rav Steinem in our sugi, which we're going to put up as well. There's a Rambam here. The Rambam here in Bias Migdash Paragimel, Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, and Halacha Tezayit. Okay, that will do for now. Have a good day. How are you? Good morning. How's everything?